With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Under President Trump, the Environmental Protection Agency is reordering its priorities, cutting regulatory red tape, taking a more energy-friendly stance under its new administrator.
The list of changes range from coal-fired power plants, climate change, and electric vehicles. EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin said, quote, "We are driving a dagger through the heart of climate change religion and ushering in Americans' golden age," end quote. Zeldin said if approved, the Trump administration's actions will eliminate trillions of dollars in regulatory costs and hidden taxes, lowering the cost of living for American families by reducing prices when buying a car, heating your home, and operating a business. Zeldin said it isn't about abandoning environmental protection. It's about achieving it through innovation and not strangulation. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Another encouraging economic report this morning. The Labor Department says wholesale inflation's increase slowed last month. Year over year, producer prices were up 3.2% in February, but that was down from a year over year gain of 3.7% in January. Some Democrats in the Senate appear ready to shut down the government tomorrow night. They oppose a Republican stopgap spending bill that was approved by the House. It would fund the government through September. The Democrats insist on a 30-day funding bill. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says Republicans lack the votes to get their plan through the Senate. Also at SRNNews.com, parts of fire-scarred Los Angeles County are under evacuation orders. There are fears that torrential rains could unleash mudslides and dangerous debris flows. On Wall Street, the Dow, 219 points higher, while the NASDAQ is up 150 points. This is SRN News. Satanists in Kansas are planning an event.
On Friday, March 28th, members of a group called the Satanic Grotto say they will gather on the grounds of the state capitol in Topeka and, quote, dedicate it to the glory of Satan. On its Facebook page, the group goes on to say that, quote, we will be performing rites of the black mass. God will fall and Kansas will be embraced by the black flame of Lucifer. Christian organizations in the state are urging believers to pray during the event. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
An abortion advocacy group wants states to stop requiring clinics to file reports on every abortion. The Guttmacher Institute claims that Republicans might use such information against both abortion doctors and patients. Pro-life advocates reject that charge and accuse Guttmacher of seeking to hide what abortion doctors and clinics are really doing. Meanwhile, Michigan has halted required reporting on abortions in that state. This is SRN News. Calling all classic car buffs, Ford celebrating its roots, dating all the way back to the dawn of the automotive age.
About 50 cars and trucks that are part of Ford's heritage fleet are on display in Dearborn. Employees and members of the media got a chance to take a look this week. They'll be available for viewing as part of Bring Your Child to Work Day at the automaker's headquarters next month. Company CEO Jim Farley ordered the creation of a U.S.-based collection more than a year ago. Some highlights include a series of Mustang performance vehicles, a 1938 V8 ambulance, and a 2003 Ford Model T 100 that replicates a 1914 Model T. Keith Peters reporting.
Census data says immigration was a driving force behind the growth of America's largest urban counties last year. The core counties of Houston, Miami, and Phoenix outpaced any others in terms of population growth. More details, SRNNews.com.